Thank you once again for joining me at Teach Me Thy Statutes, where we're looking through the Word of God, you know it, and pulling out these nuggets of truth to apply to our daily lives. You hear me say it all the time. It never gets old. I say that all the time, but it truly never gets old. I usually don't say that all the time. I do want to just thank you for tuning in and listening to these, and I'm sorry I can't do these all the time. You know, it conflicts with church sometimes on Wednesday nights, and to get one out on Thursday, I'm going to try to record these in advance, but I'm actually getting to the point now where I'm writing these and recording these and editing these all in the same night. So you pray for me, and I would appreciate that. But again, I thank you for your listenership. I thank you for spreading the word about this podcast, and it's not about numbers. It's about helping someone. And I hope that this has helped to you here today. Today I want to talk to you about being arrogant. In 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 3, it says, "Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed." You see, in this passage, in this scripture, we're still finding Hannah continuing on with her prayer in this verse. She's given some words of wisdom in this prayer. She talks about pride and arrogancy. She doesn't just say not to be proud or not to be arrogant, but she goes a little bit deeper. And she says, "Do not talk proudly, and do not let arrogancy come out of your mouth." Matthew 12, verse 34 says this, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." Luke 6:45 says this, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." You see, what's in the heart comes out of the mouth. Hannah here was saying, don't be prideful, don't be arrogant in your heart, as it'll come out and manifest itself out of your mouth. She goes on to say that God knows everything, and He is the one that weighs those actions. She's saying here that God knows everything, and you don't have to be proud and arrogant to show people what you can do. God knows what you can do, and He is the one that weighs those things, whether they're good or bad. You see, today we live in a world that says brag on yourself and make yourself known. If you don't say anything, you won't get noticed. This leads to a proud talk and an arrogant mouth. There's no suggestion here to stop if you want to, or, you know, you just make a choice. It says, do not talk proudly or let arrogancy come out of your mouth. That is the connotation that it brings. It's not a choice. It's something we must be doing. Nobody likes to be around someone who's prideful and arrogant. Let's face it. People tend to stay away from other arrogant and prideful people. If you're one of those people, ask God to help you be humble. God knows everything and weighs out our speech as well as our actions. Where do you fall? Don't be arrogant today. I hope that this is a blessing to you, and I hope that this is a blessing to those around you to not be arrogant. Don't be arrogant and don't be prideful. Think about what you're saying, how it comes across. I know I kick myself so many times for how things come across when I'm talking, and I get nervous to talk to people and I say things and it comes across as being prideful or arrogant, and I really don't mean it that way. But may God help us change what's in the heart so that we can change what comes out of our mouth. Don't be arrogant. Hope that this is a blessing, and I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day today as you think about don't be arrogant. Have a wonderful day. May God bless you.